first message. So we are very thankful for all who prayed. So go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. And then when you get there, put your finger there. And also go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. We don't typically put these two passages of Scripture together, but I want to give two different challenges tonight. I want to give a challenge to the teenagers and to the kids who are at camp, and then I want to give a second challenge to the rest of us, the adults that are in this room tonight. So we'll be in 1 Timothy chapter 4 first, and let's have a word of prayer. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this time that you've given us. God, we thank you so much for working in the lives of each and every one of these kids at camp. Thank you for working in my heart at camp as well. God, I pray that you'd use this time that we have together tonight. Speak to us through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, 1 Timothy chapter 4. Look with me down at verse number 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. The first challenge that I want to give tonight is to all of those kids that are in the room who are at camp and allowed God to speak to your heart. We have this challenge here in 1 Timothy chapter 4 that Paul is giving Timothy, this young pastor, warning him, don't let anybody despise the fact that you're young. Don't let them take it for granted. Don't let them take advantage of you. And he tells him, I need you to be an example. And I'm going to give that challenge to each and every child that's in this room tonight. If you made a decision this past week, there are going to be people who, and there are going to be obstacles, and there's going to be trials in your life that are going to come up, and they're going to try to take you off the tracks. They're going to try to derail you from the decisions that you made. Some of you made a decision to trust Christ as your Savior. Listen, there is going to be spiritual opposition coming your way. There are going to be people that are going to discourage you. There are going to be people that are going to discourage your walk with God. But it's up to you to remain faithful. And we can do that because we have the Word of God. And that song that we sang, never once did we ever walk alone. God promises us, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He'll be with us no matter what, no matter what trials come our way. Hebrews chapter 11 reminds us that we don't have a high priest who can't be touched with the feelings of our, not chapter 11, I'm sorry, but the book of Hebrews, I don't remember what chapter. We don't have a high priest that can't be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And because of this, my paraphrase now, he is able to succor, that word succor means to comfort those who are tempted. Christ is there. He experienced what you've experienced, and he's there to comfort you and to aid you and to guide you. And Paul warns us, don't let anybody despise your youth, but also don't use your youth as an excuse. Don't use your youth as an excuse. One of the young girls, Gwen tonight, said that she rededicated her heart and dedicated her heart to minister for God and to God's service. Don't use the excuse, well, I'm too young. Somebody else will do it. I'm too young. Don't use that as an excuse. God wants to use you from the time that you're a little child all the way up through adulthood, all the way for your entire life. These are the years that God is going to take you and he's going to mold you and he's going to direct you in the way that you're going to go for the rest of your life if you allow him to. Don't use I'm too young as an excuse. Often, we hear it from adults, oh, well, they're too young, but we often do it to ourselves as well. Oh, I'm too young. I'm too young to do this. I'm too young to follow God. There's too much work involved. Don't use it as an excuse, but he says, be an example. As you're preparing to go back to school, some of us are going back to school on Tuesday, right, Josiah? Going back to school on Tuesday. So excited for it. He was telling us all about how excited he is to go back to school. I mean, that's all he talked about for the past, I don't know, since school ended. He was so excited that he's going to be the first one back. I'm just kidding. But listen, school's about to start. And the amount of Christians in your school is going to be very small. And the amount of spiritual opposition that's going to be at your school is very large. Some of you faced a trial last year when you were told you can't have your Bible out in your free time. Listen, opposition is going to come. But we can overcome it with God's Spirit. We can overcome it with the power. Remember, this week, the teenagers would remember we were talking about optimizing the storage in our life. And we said in Philippians chapter 3 that Paul's desire was that he would know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. The power that rose Jesus from the dead is the same power that lives inside of us and is there to aid us. That Holy Spirit is there to guide us and to comfort us and to lead us if we follow him. But we have to follow him. So you're going to go back to school. There's going to be opposition. Some of you will have opposition with your family. Some of you will have opposition with your friends. But be an example. Be an example. Live a life that when people look at you, they know that you're a Christian. Don't be ashamed. Paul, that's another warning Paul gives to a young pastor. Don't be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord. Don't be ashamed of what God has done in your life. Several of you, you told us when you made decisions. You weren't ashamed of the fact that you made a decision, but trials could come and difficulty could come, and you may be embarrassed by the decision that you made. But remember that the Holy Spirit's on your side, and Jesus is on your side. He's there to help you. He's there to guide you. Be an example in word. The things that you say, your conversation, that means your lifestyle, the way you live your life. Are you going to live your life the way that Jesus lived his life? Because he is our example. The word Christian means little Christs. In fact, it was used initially as a derogatory word to the Christians. Oh, they're just little Christ. They're little Jesuses. Well, wouldn't it be great if that was said about us because of the way we lived our lives? In charity, the way that we love people, the way that we love the unlovely, the way that we love those who are mean to us. Jesus tells us, you've heard it said, love your neighbor, but I say unto you, love your enemy as you love yourself. In spirit, are you glad for the singing that took place up there today? On Friday night at camp, we changed the song service around a little bit, and we sang those two songs, Who You Say I Am and Death Was Arrested. And then Gwen got up and sang Scars. And it was almost as if we should have stopped the service there and had an invitation. The Holy Spirit was moving so much in the auditorium. And God can speak to us through songs if they're scriptural. If they're biblical songs, God can speak to us because he speaks to us through his word. And the songs that the kids were singing tonight, they sang it with great spirit. Live your life with that same spirit. Follow Christ with that same spirit. Don't be ashamed. In faith, each and every day, work on strengthening your faith. Each and every day, be in God's word. Be in prayer. Reach out to your friends who also made decisions, who are also in church. Share with them what you read in your Bible. Share with them what God has been working in your heart about. And then in purity, the way that you live your life, bringing honor and glory to God, having a pure heart, and the Bible says a conscience undefiled. So my charge to the kids and to the teenagers is simple. Don't let anybody despise your youth. Don't yourself despise your youth. Be an example. Be an example. And now let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. I want to give a charge to the adults in the room, the parents, anybody who's not considered a youth, so I don't know what age that is. Older than me, that's what that age is. If you're older than me, you're not a youth anymore, okay? That's going to be forever, too. As I get older, if you're older than me, you're not a youth. You're welcome. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 1. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's sons, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. This passage we're about to read now is called the Shema. It means to hear, to listen. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And verse 7, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, And shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine head, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full. Then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. But verse 7, thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Listen, you have a responsibility, whether it's your child or not. If you're a member or if you're a regular attender of this church, you have a responsibility to be an encouragement to these children. You have a responsibility to pray for them. You have a responsibility to pray that God would continue to work in their heart. You have a responsibility. It's not just the youth pastor and the youth pastor's wife and the pastor. You have a responsibility to come up beside them and to walk with them as they go on the way. You have a responsibility each and every time that you see them to encourage them in the Lord, to remind them of the decisions they made, to remind them about how great God is, lest they forget. You have a responsibility, not just when you see them, but to reach out to them. This commandment given to Israel wasn't specifically, yes, it was the father of the children at first specifically, but if the father of the children failed, then it's the responsibility of everybody else to come in and to help out. Listen, it is our responsibility to come alongside these kids and to encourage them in the Lord. How great would it be if the young people in our church, this spirit that they have, continued the spirit throughout the year and it didn't die out? Because I've been there, older person, not young people, but older person, older than me. I've been there. Oh, that's a camp decision. It's a camp decision. Yes, it's a camp decision. And some of the best decisions in my life were made at camp. And God can use some of these decisions that we make at camp and these kids made at camp to change their lives. To change their lives. And how exciting would it be to watch these young people grow in our church under the preaching of God's word, and then we send them out to serve him. And they serve him all along the way. How exciting would that be? He says in verse 7, the warning, or what God tells us, thou shalt teach them diligently. You'll talk about them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. You'll bind them for a sign upon thine hand. They shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. This is the most important thing you can do. Yes, it's important to be their friend. It's important to be their role model. But what's the most important thing we can do is to teach them to follow God and to teach them to keep the promises that they made to God. Now, well, the challenge tonight again is, it's simple. To the young people, the challenge is, don't despise your youth. Be an example the way you live your life. And to the rest of us, the challenge is, are we going to come alongside of them, and are we going to help them on the way? Maybe some of us need to catch the spirit that they have in their lives. Maybe some of us need to see the fire that in the decisions that God made in their life, and we need to ask God to give us that same spirit. Maybe we need to ask God to give us that same fire and that same passion. Maybe it's dwindled in your life. Maybe you've been going on the Christian life in your own strength. Maybe you haven't been doing it the way that God plans, and you're not living in the Spirit. Tonight's the night. Make that decision. Make the decision to follow God with your life. Make the decision to give him everything. Do we not trust him to take over? The Bible says that as a father wants to give, and this is a paraphrase, as a father wants to give good gifts to his children, even so does our Heavenly Father want to give good gifts to his children. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Would you tonight commit, as a young person, would you commit to keep the decision that God placed on your heart? Would you commit to continue to live for God in your life? Would you commit to follow him each and every day? And as an older person, would you commit to come alongside them? Maybe this invitation could be you grab one of the teenagers and come up and pray with them and encourage them that way. As the musicians begin to play, they'll play Amazing Grace. Could you play Amazing Grace? My chains are gone. As the musicians begin to play, if God is speaking to your heart, come and pray.